Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era.
All right, what's up, guys? I hope everybody is having a great Sunday. Bit of a dreary one with the rain where I am. Man, we are back, getting close to our 90th episode, and I guess that really means close to our 100th episode. Those of you guys tuning in or seeing the link, you notice there wasn't a number on this episode, and although I guess technically it would be number 89. We're starting a little something new on Sundays. For those of you guys that follow me on the internet, wherever that may be, or stalking me personally in life, that does happen. You guys know that on Sundays I do a little something called the Sunday service, where we take a bit more of a humanistic approach to things going on in the MMA realm, the MMA sphere. A lot of times it gives me the opportunity to be a journalist while at the same time getting a lot of my philosophical opinions out about things, happenings. And a lot of times, just to be honest, those things come to me on the Sunday or the day before. I rarely plan out what the Sunday service is going to be, and I kind of like that organic approach to it. You know, Saturday, maybe a fighter everyone loves loses. So Sunday, you get an article about why you shouldn't give up or lose hope or feel that feeling in yourself that you feel when a fighter you care so passionately about doesn't get the W, and that's really amplified in a much higher level when you're talking about regional MMA, because it is so much more personable. You know, when you're watching the UFC, how many people in the room are really know this fighter and care about them tremendously? It's a lot different than when you're at a local show. So with all that being said, I wanted to give the Sunday shows a similar spin, and hence the Cerebral Sunday, where we come on. Fighting will always be a theme for the show, but we really want to get into some other things and free ourselves up. So here we are. And I couldn't think of a better way to kick this off than with some fellow comrades of mine who not only are they a great part of Southeast MMA right here in our home in several promotions, but they are all over. They are huge part directly in things that I do and the people I believe in, and also produce some phenomenal athletes and champions in a direct MMA sense that have inspired and motivated many people, whether you're inside the cage or out. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Hector Santiago and my good friend Nick Rodriguez. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good,
well, how about yourself, man?
I am I'm doing good, man. It's a good Sunday. It's raining outside a little bit, but you know what? It's not slowing me down at all. And just so we keep this nice and easy, I'll try to make sure to direct the conversation towards each of you guys. And, again, thank you so much for coming on. Looking forward to this. The first thing that I definitely wanted to bring up is, and I wanted to go and talk about this, is Danica, something about Conflict 26, and Hector, I'll kind of point this your way. This is some brand new stuff that just came out, and I think a lot of people are going to be really, really excited about this. Working with her personally, I can tell you it's going to be awesome. But I'd like to just hear your thoughts and a little bit about this news, man. About the Danimal.
Yeah, man, I'm pretty stoked about it. You know, looking forward to it. Conflict MMA is always bringing out, you know, new, different, kind of different things for the fans in MMA, you know, more of the jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. And now we're finally getting into having these, you know, these young competitors being able to come out there in front of a crowd, get that feel, and see the love that they're going to receive, you know, as they continue on in this sport. And, you know, and with Danica and all, you know, I've been seeing her on there and seeing you talking about her and all that, and you know, I couldn't be more proud and blessed to, you know, be able to put my name on her.
And I can tell you guys, you know, she trains at CMMA, and she is like a tiny Ronda Rousey. She comes to the gym every day, so serious, on game, and puts work in, puts serious work in. She's an amazing competitor, and she has that fire, you know. And I'm sure you guys know more than anybody seeing that fire and that potential in people. Nick, if you could, man, can you list off a few people with potential down there at your gym?
We got some, you know, up-and-coming guys. Howard Washington's looking to make his debut that night. We got another guy, Cody Minot. I think this will be his fourth or fifth fight. And another one, Tommy Watson. So Tommy's looking at turning pro soon at 155.
Mm-mm. And now you guys also have something to do while we're on a fight topic. There's a lady out there. Her name slips my mind right now. I can't. It's something. Alexa something. She might be a guy, maybe. Alex Connors. Is that him? No? Alexa? That's it. Alexa Connors, right? So what's going on with her?
What's going on with Alexa right now? She's just starting her camp, starting to train. You know, we got to do some research, find some video, and kind of, you know, slowly get a game plan together for this fight.
That's awesome, man. She's got to arguably be one of the most exciting fighters around, and also such a compassionate individual, man.
Yeah, and that's a big thing I want to touch about. Yeah, about Alexa and about a lot of the guys in the gym and about Nick and everybody else and even up to Adrian and King Mo and all the other fighters we got, it's that humble that we all carry, that no man is better than no other, and we all walk beside each other, you know. And it's a huge thing at the gym, you know, when you walk in that door, you know, you got guys like Adrian Henderson walking in who's killed people and taken belts, and, you know, Alexa Connors, one of the top athletes in WMMA right now, that's getting ready to shine. And when everybody walks in the door, it's Alexa and Nick and Hector and Adrian. That's it. There's no difference. No, everybody is the same, whether you walked in your first day or whether you've been there 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a rule. That's a big rule I set forth when I first opened up. I made sure, you know, you just leave your ego at the door. I don't have time for it, you know. We're all here to learn and make each other better.
I could not agree more. And you know, if you haven't noticed, and I want to add to this, because I think it's a phenomenal concept, and I think that there's an interesting paradox that happens in our MMA community, and think about this, and this kind of pushes some of the philosophical posts I've made lately and some of the things that you guys, too, you know, support, and that is this. Do you know how many gyms that I come across that have that same or similar way of running their gym? So this is and I'm saying this because this is a concept that we can all say as fighters, as people involved outside the cage, but in MMA in the gym, that most of us follow this rule 90% of the time. But then all of a sudden, when we take that same love, that same concept, that same respect, and we turn it over to the business side of MMA, it does not stick. It doesn't apply suddenly. Suddenly, the mindset from many of the same people who do follow those same rules don't apply that shoulder to shoulder, that love, that community at all. It kind of becomes more of a cutthroat. And I understand that business, you know, is purported to need to be that way for success. But as I get involved and see it and think about it, I find that to be less and less true. If you and I are selling a T-shirt, for example, if I sell that T-shirt on my site and you sell that T-shirt on your site, then ultimately together we sell more T-shirts. If I say buy them just for me, screw Hector, don't go over there. And ultimately as a whole, we sell less T-shirts for the same goal and same idea that we both stand for. And so I guess in that whole thing, I find it interesting that those ideas that you guys just said and that I see all over, that they end when it comes to the dollar bill, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely, unfortunately, has a big sway to it, and a lot of ego and pride and you know, a lot of things and a lot of my, like what me and you talked about, Eric, a lot of my mentality itself has come from Nick, you know, talking to him and him explaining to me how the business is and how grimy it is with these fighters. And, you know, it's sad that you see gym against gym and, you know, you got promotion against promotion or talking about this or talking about that, when really what MMA is the fighter, and everybody should be coming together to give these guys an avenue to, you know, train at great gyms, cross-train in different gyms, and be able to fight on different cards, different promotions, have fights available for them when they're ready to fight, you know?
Absolutely. Nick, would you like to add to this?
Nah, I mean, he basically said what I would say.
Well, and I would agree. And here's my thing about that. This is an interesting line with a fighter, and this is my personal feelings on it. If you have loyalty to a promotion, if you personally as a fighter honestly feel loyal to a promotion, then there's nothing wrong with you fighting for that promotion only, right? Because you're loyal. But, however, if you want to, if your passion is about fighting and it makes sense with your goals in the future that are ultimately, no one's going to stay on in a regional circuit forever. So if you are not direly loyal or see the path to your goals through one promotion, then you know, you should have that freedom, and you shouldn't be bullied into making decisions based on what just the promotion wants. And a lot of times we see a promotion's goals and a fighter's goals go in sync, and it makes logical sense for them to fight for the same promotion. You know, for example, and I'll use one outside of conflict so no one thinks I'm being biased, but I think Keith Richardson is a great example. I think that if he were to stop fighting for Fight Lab, it would slow down his goals to get to where he wants to be. So it makes logical sense. But if you're a fighter out there and you have promotions saying things to you about how you'll never fight again, or we're going to make sure of this, and if you go fight over here, you'll never fight on our card again, there's got to be one of two things happening. One, either they're just bullying you for their own selfishness, or two, they're actually trying to protect you from truths that they know being a part of that field. So, you know, those fighters out there, you have to find where that is, but it can never be, your answer can never be, oh, I'm not going to go fight, say, for conflict because I'm scared of what Cage Chaos might do to me. You know, and those things happen all the time.
Oh, agreed, yeah. I mean, it's definitely seen. And, I mean, it's a sad fact that it happens like that. Again, you know, if the main focus is kept to the fighter, then, you know, these are the guys, regardless of, you know, what we do as far as, you know, coaches and store owners and businesses and, you know, promotions and everybody, what we do, we don't physically go through what they do for these fights. You know, I watch these guys cut weight, families suffer because of attitude change when guys get hungry, you know, and they go through all this to step in that cage to perform as an athlete. And a lot of times it gets blurred by everybody else's greed and want, at least in my opinion.
There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear of success, I think. And I think there's a lot of, you know, and for those people out there who make those kind of decisions outside of the gym and the direct field, you know, you should have the confidence. If you're putting your faith and confidence in a fighter and they say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go take this fight over here, you should know, just to erase that fear factor in our community, you should learn to know that, hey, they'll be back. This doesn't mean go F yourself. This doesn't mean I'm turning tail, or I'm going to become the number one stunner or some other promo stealing. There's just so much paranoia that drives all of this. And I think if that energy were used in understanding that, hey, you know what, don't we ultimately all want to see fighter X get to promotion X? I mean, we're not trying to say, hey, we want to keep these fighters forever. I mean, aren't we all ultimately trying to help get them? We at least say we are, but if we begin to fight each other about how that road happens instead of all coming to agreement with the people that are in that circle to make those decisions, then aren't we just standing in the way of what we say we want?
Yeah, like I was about to say, that's supposed to be the end goal, you know?
It's exactly. So, you know, that's what brings me to that. I don't think people look at it from such a top-down view. You know, it's like such a they get all this bickering about what's going to happen. And this is not just, you know, we've kind of had it in a fighter versus in a different promotions thing, but this works with sponsors all the time. And, oh, well, if you have this sponsor, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. Although outside of this one scenario, we all are going for the exact same goals, right? Like, hey, if my logo's on this shirt and yours is too, do we not both get seen? Does it have to be like, well, if you put this on there, then I can understand an anti-magnetism or, you know, a sense of they don't belong together. It doesn't make sense for them to be on the same thing. But there's it goes no matter where we go in the anywhere outside of that gym. So, you know, that gym root philosophy, which I think really, because we're kind of regressing it, is stemming from a martial arts philosophy. And the further we get away from that martial arts philosophy and the further we get away from the gym stuff, the further away we get away from the core ideas of what is martial arts. And that's what I think this MMA scene needs an injection of all around. Those ideals. I think we forgot what it means, like what we're watching. Like, we, you know, now we're just all here to see people talk crap and knock each other out. But really, I think we slipped away from a little bit that martial arts aspect. You know, I think we should be bowing before we step on the mat, if metaphorically, when we have our meetings, when we talk, when we discuss things, business, promotions, making fights. But, you know, and it's just not as such right now. But that potential for it, I think, is massive. There's been a big response so far.
Yeah,
I think it's something that people want.
Yeah, it's great, definitely, and it's what people want, but it's going to take everybody coming together and just, you know, and putting down those barriers and walls and old-school rivalries and all that. You know, it doesn't make sense for nobody. Like you said, for one promotion to be under another, that gets both of them seen. I mean, like, we've seen twice in, less than 12 months, we've seen King Mo fight under the NFC banner, sponsored by Conflict. And then we've seen Conflict in Charlotte with Fight Lab fighters there and supporting them and all that. And I think that's a great thing. And everybody, it was smooth and it was good. And you had three different promotions that were able to work together. And that things like that, all the way down to the gym itself, like, we open our doors to any person that wants to come train, whether it's from another gym right down the street or from another state. You know, we're always very open, very welcoming. And when everybody gets to that same mindset, that same simplicity of we're here for the basic love of it, not so much the dollar bill and to see how it is. We want to let MMA be seen for what it is and what it truly is, and what a lot of people stereotype it for is the backwoods, you know, bar brawl, stuff and like that, you know?
I could not agree more. And I'm very happy to have seen those ideals that, you know, you guys hold at Source Summit and lots of other places sort of coming out to light a lot more here in the last week or two, and having such a big influence, and I hope to continue to be a part of that every Sunday, as I'm sure you guys do. One of the questions, you know, of course I can't have a show without asking some MMA, at least one MMA MMA question, man. And I'm gonna fire this over to Nick. As you guys know from Conflict 25, and I'm sure all you guys out there listening have seen the video, the two videos, really, I guess, to tell the story. And if you haven't, go check it out. We had Alan Crowder send a little message out to Adrian Henderson, who happens to train over there. And we had a response from Adrian Henderson to Alan. And I guess my question to you, Nick, is, has there been any movement on this? And if there hasn't, do you think that there will be?
I don't know. There has been a little movement, but I don't want to speak specifics just yet.
Sure, of course.
But I think it's going to come down the road here, probably the next couple of months. Nothing right, you know, nothing immediate, but hopefully we can get something done in the next couple of months.
That's fantastic. So then, as fans out here, who I get ever since that night, really, people were messaging me when Crowder started or the video came out, but it really got a lot bigger after the Conflict 25 when A-Train was on Mayhem. So for the fans, you can say that the likelihood of this fight actually taking place, enough getting to see this happen, is looking pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, right now, yeah. You know how fighting goes, man.
That's good. Absolutely, man. You know,
everything can be in the books, and everything goes great, and next thing you know, it falls through, so...
Oh, man, and that reminds me, I'll never forget a good fight at a fight club series. I think it was Terrence Hodges and Fabian Vassell, I believe, was the heavyweight fight. And I was so looking forward to these two guys fighting. It was like one of the fights I wanted to see the most. And it literally got taken off the cards during the event because of some blood pressure issues, I believe.
Oh, yeah, man. Everybody.
Yeah, like, who doesn't have their blood pressure? Whose blood pressure isn't high right before a fight?
Yeah.
But yeah, we got our air on safety. But I was so stoked for that one, and that's a really good example of how that down to the last minute you never know in MMA, and it's such a true statement. But that's good, man, because I know that fight had that potential for that fight to happen has got a lot of people very excited. Of course, man, one of the things I definitely wanted to shine a light on was the SOAR Summit fight store. As we come down here to about the last 10 minutes, man, I really wanted to touch on this because I've seen a lot of stuff here lately on Facebook. You know me, I'm always there. I've seen a lot of it around. I've seen the Facebook page come up. I know we got some other stuff coming up soon. And this is really for either one of you guys that want to tackle it. We'd love to hear about this, man.
Really, I mean, it's again a lot of to understand Sore Summer and everything. You know, Nick himself, he created, he started with a dream and started with a few and grew very many off of the philosophy that a lot of us believe, like we've been trying to explain. You know, and I believe you understand too of every man, every woman is the same, and you know we are who we are, and you know treat one how you want to be treated. So you know, part of when I first got with him, you know, he was talking about wanting to carry a gear and, you know, get a product line and stuff, and that may be coming here in the future, you know, our own product line, a good quality. And something else we noticed is a lot of for these local guys and stuff like that, when they wanted to go get good gear, you know, they couldn't really have anywhere to go to, per se, to go look at the gear, put their hands in the gear, feel it, and see what they really choose. You know, a lot of times you just have to go on the internet, pick out what you want, and we'll still offer that, which is great, but, you know, for the more of the local and the regional, we'll be showing up at shows and, you know, having vendor booths out there. That way, when they want the real good gear and the different kinds of gear, you know, they'll actually be able to physically put the glove on or, you know, wrap the shin guard around the leg and see what their preference is and see what they really like. And, you know, again, just more with the concept of everything we've been talking, more dedicated to the fighter itself, you know, that true fighter. You know, that guy that comes out to every fight, regardless if he has a fight that night or not. You know what I mean? The guy that trains 4 or 5 days, even when he doesn't have a fight set to go. I mean, that's that true person, you know, and that's that person we want to be able to help out.
I think that's a great vision. I think that anybody out there who's ordered MMA stuff off the internet can tell you that, you know, sure, many times everything's all great, but it does also happen. And I also love the deeper meaning, and not to impose project anything onto you that you don't feel, but I get that vibe of, I love having a logo or something on something that says, I enjoy quality merchandise and this and that, not, hey, I love Sore Summer, and since you're not with them, you're not Sore Summer, go F yourself, you know? And I think that's a very cool thing to want to go for. Because it's it's in opposition to a lot of logoage that goes on now, which that's the main drive thing. You know, if you're not, if you don't have this, then you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, massive applause for that, you know.
Again, appreciate that. Now it goes back to Mr. Nick.
Always, man. I think that some of the smartest guys have the fewest things to say. I know you're back there, Nick, and I think that that's kind of the theme here, that all at the back of all of this, you know, there's some great ideas and stuff that come from you, and I definitely, you know, I've known you for a while, but you always continue to be a part of great MMA ideas, great MMA products and all these other sort of things, man. And, you know, we really thank you for it. There you go. I got some words. Yes. That's awesome, man. Well, at this time, man, here coming down towards the end of the show, I always love to give. And even though, you know, it's kind of been a great conversation, I'm looking forward to extending the show, which is something I just recalled that I did want to, I guess, drop today, that we will be extending the show from half hours to an hour long on a good deal of these shows. That way we can get on more than one fighter on the show. We can have two on, or on these great Sundays, we can have conversations that can continue to dive into these subjects at a little more length and, you know, pull a little more out, which I think is a great thing for everybody involved. So just want to put that out there, and we'll touch on that more later today on Facebook. So keep up with that. But for now, and I guess we'll start with Nick. Okay, we'll switch it up. Anybody you guys want to thank, or anything you want to mention or bring up or put out there today for us, man?
Yeah, man. Just want to, you know, just thank all the students, all the fighters, everybody that supported the gym. You know, there's a lot of love out there for us, and you know, it's good to see something I worked so hard, you know, actually come to life. You know.
Absolutely. As quoted famously by Geppetto, it's a wonderful thing to see it come to life right in front of you, man. It's really miraculous in a way. Hector.
Yeah, brother.
Same question, man. Anything to add? Anybody you want to thank? Anything? Any cool video games you're playing? What you got? Anything?
All I can say is April 25th. Sword Summit is going to be in the building.
Excuse me.
It's going to be a night to not be missed. And that's it. I'm done.
That's it. I'm done. It's going to be a night not to be missed. There you go. I would agree completely. I would. I don't really have anything to add. It's so direct and so well said. Like, I mean, the only thing I could say to make it more, I guess, poignant would have cuss words in it, and we won't do that today. So be there. April 25th, man, it is going down. And, of course, in between, you know how conflict does. It seems like every time we talk about a fight or a card, I got to mention the one before it now these days. So there's also one in between on the 4th in Macon. You guys check that out. I'm sure you guys have all seen it. Lots of love and support. Danica, the Danimal, will be on there along with lots of other amazing fights. Got the return of Detroit Lions Lee, Brandon Riles, Josh Millwood, who will be on the show, I think, tomorrow. No, Tuesday. Danica will be on tomorrow. Ashley Samples, defending her title against Royo Darvishian. A killer, killer. One of the best female matches I've seen in a while. Super sick, man. Like, they got like 20 fights between them. Half of these fights have been for titles. And this is not fluff. I'm just to go look it up. You know, it's going to be a good one, man. What a warm-up for Alexa Connors and Blair, then for another awesome WMA title fight, man. So I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I want to thank you guys for being a part of this MMA community and all the things that we do. And whether we agree or not on every single topic is so irrelevant that, and I'm glad that you guys do all the things you do. And thank you so much for your time on the show today with us, man.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, brother. Appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. All right, guys. This is going to be the wrap-up. Let me just tell you, go on Facebook all day today. The Sunday service will be out later on in the evening in just an hour or two. Keep up with us now every Sunday for Cerebral Sundays, man. We'll continue to get a little philosophical on the show and continue to push these great ideas and these good vibes every Sunday. So on behalf of myself, Sore Sumrit, and everybody involved at War of the Words, man, you know who you are. We know we love you. We'll be back tomorrow with Danica, Danimal Zenheim, and then Tuesday with Josh Millwood. More to come during the week, all about Conflict 26, April 4th, and these good vibes. On behalf of myself, Eric Ellison, and the whole crew, I do.